Vayter in Shas Bi'ur and Daf Yuddal, picking up on Yud Gimel Beis by the middle of the page, by the two dots. So we spoke a little bit yesterday about Meiser, Truma, and we're going to see now connection between Meiser and that of Melachas on Shabbos. Or maybe not, as you'll see. Tanana, some we learned in the Mishnah over there. Where's the Mishnah over there? In Maisos. I'm a Caliph Saurin. Let's say a person wants to go and they peel off raw barley kernels and they want to eat them. They can do it one by one as they eat them, and they're not going to be chayef to take off Maiser at all. Makalif achas achas v'ochel. Vim kilev v'nosam l'toch yado, but if he takes it off and starts collecting in his hands, and chayef, there's going to be chayef in Maiser. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says a statement now, V'chein l'Shabbos, and so too by Shabbos, which one would think means that if you take off one at a time, then you're going to be good because it's considered kila acher yad. But if you take off a few at a time, then it's mefarik, which is a tolda of dash, and that's an isser, and that would be a problem. So the Gemara, is that really true? Is that really true that you can't take it off a bunch at a time on Shabbos? Well, Rav Miklifale Divisu Kase Kase. Rav, his wife, used to take off a whole cup at a time for him on Shabbos itself. Rav Chia Mikalfe. Also, his wife used to do the same thing. So clearly, this is not an Issa Darais they've been doing on Shabbos. It must be that this is actually not going on the Reisha, but as Seifa Itmar. That statement, when it says V'chein le'inyin Shabbos, I'm Rabbi Lazar, V'chein le'Shabbos, it's not going on the Reisha, it's going in the Seifa. Seifa Itmar. What's the Seifa? Hamola Melila Shalchitim. Somebody goes ahead and they, well, like we spoke about yesterday, Mola Melila says when you rub it together, the chitin, the wheat, and in order to get the kernels out of them. Now you have all the chaff that's sitting over there, and you want to get that away. So you're allowed to go ahead and go from one hand to the next hand in order to get it off. And no problem if you do this. You don't even have to take off any mice here at that stage. But if you went ahead and he started to blow on it and get all the stuff out, and then he put it in his cheka, in his lap, chayev. Then he's already going to be chayev in Maisos. Amar Belazar, v'chein l'Shabbos. So too, that would be by Shabbos as well, that you're allowed to fan it and get the chaff away and eat it immediately, but not into your lap, because then that would be a problem of borer. As we're going to see soon, borer, the three different criteria which are necessary for borer to not be a problem. Okay, Maskifla Rabbi Abi Bar Mamol came and asked a question. It says, "Vereisha lemeiser in the Shabbos lo." Is that really true? He said the Reisha when we spoke about the concept of Makalif Saor and Makalif Achas Achas Ochel. And if you did it in your Yad, you're going to be chayev. When it comes to Shabbos, you're not going to be chayev. Umiki immediately in Shabbos lo avi gemar melacha lemeiser having gemar melacha. Is there such a thing that when it comes to Shabbos, not considered gemar melacha? When it comes to meiser, it is gemar melacha. No way, they come together. Maskeflor of Sheshes Breidu Abidi says back, Velo, what are you talking about? They come together. Of course there's a difference. Is it not true that there is a difference? Veha, we know Garnon Lemeiser. When it comes to Meiser, we see something can be Chayev in it and won't be Chayev on Shabbos. Well, that's talking known as the Goren, when you have the whole process as we're going in and we're processing the wheat and the different produce, then something has to happen. Rashi says, "Very garnu shall meiser klomer harbe melachos sharmu shein kavuos goren the meiser." Many things that are considered kavuos goren is meiser laaser bechilas arai and aser to eat bechilas arai. Yet you're going to be chay. You're going to be umuteres of Shabbos. So mutar to do it on Shabbos. The Tananas, we learned in a Mishnah also in meisos ezu garnon lemeiser. What's considered goren when it comes to meiser? In other words, what finishes it off? Then now you're not even allowed to eat it awry, and now you'd have to go and take off meiser. That is like kishuin v'aduluin misha yifsiku, when by kishuin, zucchini and luin and gourds. Diluyin is like pumpkin. Mishayivsiku, when Rashi says mishanitel pakas shalehem v'hu kemin perach birosho. It's when the little thing that blossoms, this little flower, falls off of it. V'shalo pisku, and when it didn't fall off yet, then mishayamid aremo, when it's set up and you put it and you pile it up. Rashi says klomer vim achalopisku hamirama man kamin kri hukvu. You set it up and you smooth it out, then it's already now considered that you have to take off meiser. But we also have this by when it comes to onions. When you go and you set up in a pile, for iligav Shabbos, it comes to Shabbos, ha'amoda sarema pater. There's no iser going on over here for Shabbos when you do such a thing. So we see there's a difference in meiser when it comes to the idea of Shabbos. Elamayis l'chomeimler. What do you want to say then? He says maleches machsheves as a Torah. That is when it comes to Shabbos, there's something known as maleches machsheves. As Rashi so eloquently explains, Elamayis l'chomeimler. Afagav de lemeiser avim malach. Even though from reference to meiser, it's malach. Shabbos maleches machsheves. She malach umnus as a Torah. It's got to be an expert type of malacha that's done the Torah asks. Shenismach haparsha Shabbos malachas haMishkan v'vayakel v'hasa malachas machsheves k'siv. Over there by the Mishkan, it's got to be malachas machsheves, and it's a lotion of expertise that's happening, and this is not such a thing. So hachanami over here also by the same idea, when you're taking barley off and you're taking by hand, in terms of meiser, then yes, in a chinami, a person may have an issue if they go and they put it into their hands and they don't eat it one by one. But in terms of Shabbos, you're not going to have an issue. Melechas machshavas asatara, all the melechas machshavas, and not else. Ketzad molel. Okay, now, we spoke two days ago, we discussed the concept of molel, when you go and you rub them together, that you're allowed to go and do on yuntif, in order to get the grains out, the wheat kernels out. Ketzad molel, how do you do it? Abaye, it's got to be done some kila achiyat shtikl. Abaye, amishmei d'Rav Yosef, amechada achada. What you do is you do one on one. Rashi says, bingodala, that's with your thumb and your finger. On one hand, Rav Avi, amishmei d'Rav Yosef, he says, chada atarti, you can even do one on two fingers. Right? You can do it, your thumb and two fingers there. Rava Amar, kevin the mishane, afilu chada akulunami. He says, since you're doing something in a way which is not normal, by you're going ahead and you're only doing one hand, you only use one hand by doing this, afilu chada akulunami, even if you did it with all your fingers, it's totally fine. Now, keitza minapeach, what is it that we said you're allowed to do minapeach? When you want to remove the chaff from the kernels, what are you going to do it? Keitza minapeach, amarav adabrava, amarav, he says minapeach, beep. Turn the page. Yudal manal from mikishri etzbosav ulamala, from the literally the knots of your fingers and up, which means when your finger bends like the knuckle of the finger, ulamala and upwards. Rashi says velo bekapo, but not in your palm. Me machachu Allah bimarova. In Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at such an idea. They said, "Kevin the Mishani, once you're doing it in a strange way, when you throw it from one hand to another hand, afilu bekulia denami, you can even do it in your entire hand." Ela amar Belazer minapech biyado achat. So Belazer is saying that you're allowed to go minapech and blow or fan off a little with one hand of a chol kocho, and even with all of your koch. Beautiful. Okay, let's get to the next mission now. All right, so now we're going to get into ideas. We're going to see the machlokes din b'sham and b'shilel, which is going to open up into various different ways of understanding when you're allowed to go ahead and what you're allowed to do in terms of spices and salt and grinding it up or not grinding it up. What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Zokta ha'aliyah mishnah. B'sham yomim tavlin nidochen b'maduch shel eitz v'amelach b'pach u'be'eitz ha'par. When it comes to tavlin, which is spices, so then this is talking about on Yontif. You can go nidochin. You can nidochin m'maduch. This is using a mortar and a pestle. You can go ahead and you can crush it up with a maduch shel eitz. If it's a wood, a pestle made out of wood. V'amelach. So you have to do some sort of shinoi. Basically, it's usually done with something which is a lot more intense, like evan. But here you're allowed to do it with wood. V'amelach bepach. When it comes to salt, so there it ends up being a bigger shinoi, and it's got to be done with pach. Rashi says, no, he doesn't. Yes, he does. The pach shel cheres, it's got to be something made out of cheres, out of pottery. Uve eitz hapar, or you can go ahead and you could use it with a wooden spoon. Uve silom, Rebbe silom, and they say, tavlin, when it comes to spices, nidochin kedarka, and you could do it karagil, you could do it regular, use it with the stone material stuff. B'maduch shel evan. V'amelech b'maduch shel eitz. Okay, you have to have a shinoi when it comes to salt, and that's got to be done with something made out of wood. Rashi says, shinoi boi, aval sagi b'hai shinoi zuta. You have to have a shinoi, but you can do even a little bit of a shinoi. Now, what exactly is our discussion over here? So, Dr. Gomar, the Kuli Almam, yes, everybody agrees, melech b'hai shinoi. There's got to be some sort of change when it comes to the idea of doing salt. Comes to spices, they don't all agree. Bishami says a wood shtickel, and Beisel says you can do it regular. When it comes to salt, so that's where Bishami said a cheres kli, or wooden spoon, a bigger shinoi. When it comes to Beisel, he says, okay, you do it with some sort of wood. Now, the machlo, everyone agrees when it comes to salt, there's got to be a shinoi. My time, what's pshat? Why is it that there's a shinoi when it comes to salt? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, they come and they each give an answer. One comes in, he says, Chad Amar, Kol HaKedir is Kulon Tzvichos Melech. All, every time you cook something, you're going to end up, you have to use salt. Therefore, since you need to use salt, Rashi says, Kol Minei Tavshel Tzvichos Melech, Hilkach Me'esmol HaVeyada De'Vele Leducha. You know you're going to need it, so therefore you should have done it yesterday. And now you're doing it today, you have to do it with a Shinoi. Ain't Kol HaKedir is Tzvichos Tavlin, but not everything needs Tavlin. Rashi says, Va'adam, there's no one's going to come in his heart to eat it tomorrow. This must be talking to men, by the way. Anyway, so women have like whole menus, whatever. Men, they don't know what we're going to eat tomorrow. In which case, therefore, we don't go ahead and we're allowed to do the spices even on Shabbos. The other explanation is called Tavan Mifigin Taimon. All different spices, what happens is they start to lose their, once you go and you grind it up, they start to lose the taste. They lose the flavor. It's not as fresh anymore. That's why they're more makel. Umelach Einu Mifigin Taimon, but salt, it doesn't go ahead and lose its flavor. And therefore, it should be due before Yantiv. And therefore, if it's before Yantiv, because you didn't do it, so therefore you should not do it with a shinoi. My Benai, what's the difference? At the end of the day, right, whether you say, because the fact is that you should have done yesterday with salt, or you say that the reason is that it's not going to lose its taste. Either way, you shouldn't do it. The difference between them is the yada my kedira boy levashula. Say in the case where you know what you're going to be cooking the next day, all right? So the Rashi says lishna kama boy shnuya lishna basa lo bishnu. According to the first one, you're going to need to make a change, and according to the second one, lo boy shnuya, you don't need a shinoi. That's the other kedira by levashule. So therefore, you're going to have to actually, even the spice have it done with the shinoi. But according to the other one, you can go and you can do it karagil. You can do it normally. Because we don't want it to go ahead and to lose its taste. Inami, another one is bimorika. We've had this word a few times in Shas. Marika means saffron, which we know saffron is not going to lose its taste when you go out and you crush it up. It holds on to its taste. And therefore, again, according to the first answer, that a person doesn't know what he's going to cook, he doesn't know what he will or will not have, so then you can go and you can do it on Yantar. But according to the second one, that's going to lose its taste. It won't lose its taste, therefore, it should have been done before, and therefore now it's got to be done with a shinoi. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel comes and he says the following. Kol nidochen, anything that gets crushed, nidochen kedarkin, can be done regular. Afilu melach, even when it comes to melach. In fact, the Gemara, huh? The Amar, we just said a second ago that everybody agrees that there has to be a shinoi. Melach bo yishinuye. Shinoi. Who the Amar ki Tana? No, this one, Shmuel, he's going according to the following Tana. The Tanya, you learned on a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Meir. Lo nechu b'sham b'sel al nidochen. They don't go and they don't argue about things that get crushed. And nidochen kedarkan, that you do it regularly. Umelech imahen. When it comes to crushing up spices, and now you want to crush up salt with it, everybody agrees that you don't have to worry about it. You can just do it regular. The only question is if you end up doing salt alone, just salt by itself, and in such a context, then what do you have to do? That salt, you have to do it in this pottery type of pach, this type of jug, or with a spoon that's made out of wood. Litzli, but only litzli. Litzli means it's got to be a little bit. That's if you're doing a little bit of salt. All right, because we learned, when you do melech litzli, it's only a little bit of salt. About lo l'keder, but you're not allowed to do it with the amount of a keder, which is a lot of salt, which is used over there, and that's not going to be allowed. Beisil mor, beisil say, bechol davar, you can do it with anything. Chol davar sakatatik, what do you think? You can go and you can do it with anything? You're allowed to crush up with anything? Rashi says, feel b'davar, she'in yitob Shabbos, even something you can't touch in Shabbos, it's muksa. So no, what we meant is ele'ema lechol davar, it means for anything. Which means for roasting or even for cooking, you can go and you can crush it up in small amounts or very big amounts. Everything is fine. A little bit of story time. Amarle Rav Acha bar Delilivrei. Rav Acha bar Delilivrei said to his son, Kidaichas, when you go ahead and you do this idea, when you're doing the crushing, you want to go and you want to crush up salt, Atzle Atzlui V'doch. You know, this is what you can do. You can just turn it a little bit and then go and crush. Rashi says, Hita meducha al tzida, turn it a little bit on its side. The Sefer Kishmuel, Tamin yidoch es kedarka b'maduch shel evan. You're allowed to do regular one. Umi yushinoi zuta b'ayil shnoi. You have to do a little bit of a shinoi. Therefore, lean it on its side before you actually go and get cracking and crushing things up. Rav Sheshes, once upon a time, story time, Shama Kol Buchna. He heard the sound Alei buchna, Rashi says, is a kol b'meduchas melach of salt, and it was in a stone. And he's like, oh, Amar, he said, hi, lav migavai de beisayu. This is not coming from my house. Rashi says, yodeani she'in zabatoch beisi. She'asarti aleim lotuch b'moduch shel evan b'loshino. I asked them from doing it without a shinoi in a stone type of mortar and pestle. In fact, the Gemara of a doma atzli itzli, maybe they turned on its side, in which case it can be coming from your house, and the sound you're coming from is, but it's on its side. It says, no, deshame tavet slil kale. It was a very clear sound that was coming out. Must be that it was done in a way that it's upright. But if it's on the side, then you wouldn't have heard it as well, says Rashi. It would be in a way that you're not able to hear it so good. V'doma tavanavu, who says that they were doing salt? Maybe they're doing spices. Which that you're allowed to go ahead and do straight up. No, it says, tavlin avuche minavach kalayu. Can't be with spices, because those make a much louder sound, and I wasn't hearing that loud sound, so it can't be. Tana Rabbanah. Now we go a little bit further. Tana Rabbanah. Ain osin tisni. You're allowed to go on. You're not allowed to on yom tov make tisni. Rashi says biyom tov shetar gadol hu shekotes achitan. You go and you crush up the chitan atchin nechlokin one into four. Right? Kedamina moed katan. But katan tafid gimel beis gives like all different words for like splitting in four or in half or in thirds and in quarters. Ain't no syntistin, you're allowed to go ahead and break it down into four different sections, take like each kernel of wheat and quarter it. Vein kotz machtashis, and you can't do it in a machtashis, in a mortar. Tarti, what? Both of them. Hold on one second. If you're telling me that I'm not allowed to do this thing called tisni, or that means that I can't break it down into four, but I can do it into other sections, something like what's it called, like chilka and disa, which ends up being less than broken down into four. But rather, what is it doing that? It's, yeah, something like three or two or one. So I'm not one, but three or two. Clearly, I'm allowed to do it. And then you say, ain't coach machtesh, but you're not allowed to do it. So am I allowed to? I'm not allowed to. I can't quarter it. I can't take the grain and put it into four pieces, but it means I can do it in three or two. But then you said I can't do it all together. So no hachkam, this is a mistake. Ma tam enos and tisni. What's the reason you make tisni? You braid into four. Is lefish, ain't coach machteshes, because you're not allowed to go ahead and be coached in machteshes. So they're going, I understand. Velima ain't coach machteshes. Just say that straight up. I'm not allowed to go ahead and crush it in a machteshes in a mortar. What do you got to say something about tisni? It says, no, itani in kochim machtesh, if I would say that, then havamina, I would have thought, hani mila machtesh gedola. That's only I'm not allowed to do it in a big one. All right, a big machteshes, which is like going to make a big deal, but the Rashi says, sta machteshes hainu gedola. A machteshes katana, ima shabadami. Maybe you think you're allowed to do it in a small one, and you're even allowed to do tisni in a small one. A kamash malah, and therefore comes to tell you that you're not. Rashi says, einos in tisni klal. Fishain kochim shum ketisha machteshes. Don't make it at all, because you're not allowed to use a machteshes. And Rashi says, "Va'ach machteshes al korcha loshna gedola veloshna ketana." The tiny reisha ain't osin tisni klal. Doesn't matter if it's big. Doesn't matter if it's small. For example, about Tanya, ain't kochim machteshes gedola. You can't do it in a big one. Aval kochim machteshes ketana. You talk, can do it in a small one. Well, you just said a second ago you can't even do it in the small one. Mabai kitanya nami masnisa machteshes gedola Tanya. Even that first brisa that we said that you're not allowed to do it. It's talking about machteshes gedola, but you could use a small one, but when it comes to tisni, then you're not even allowed to do it in a small one. So Rashi basically points out from this that you're not allowed to do tisni, big or small, nothing to talk about, but you're allowed to use a big one. Sorry, you're not allowed to use a big one, but you're allowed to use a small one if you're going to be doing things less than into quarters. Beep, turn the page, a dalet on the base. Another answer, way to fix this up, Rava Amar, Rava comes along and he says, says Rashi, top Rashi, Li'ola matam, come on, really it is a matam. Ubekitana namiko, he's even going in a small one, Vakamar, ain't coaching, klal, with the Raminon Allah of Al coaching, you can't do it at all. But it says, but said, how will you figure out the bit of a stira, which says, the second price that says you're allowed to do in a small one? Lokasha, halan halahu. When does it say that it's going to be mutter to do it? That's lun. That's by us. We're allowed to go and do it in a small one. We live in Bavel. But these are them, which means in Eretz Yisrael, they're not allowed to even do it in a small one. Rashi explains the reason is because they have in Eretz Yisrael avodai. They have servants. The mezalzalei vosim begedola. They end up doing a big one. The omrim, and they're going to end up saying b'ketanah shina, we did it in a small one. Therefore, you can't do it. Rav Papi ikla lebei mar Shmuel. Story time. Rav Papi came to visit Mar Shmuel. This is obviously on Yontif. Isolate Daisa. So they brought for him Daisa, which is stuff that gets all ground up. Vlocha, but he didn't eat it. Why? Because he said, oh, it got all crushed on Yontif, and this is something which is aser. I have a double machtashis katana of doing. Maybe they did it in a small one, which is takam mutter to do it on Yontif. We're talking about here that we are in Bavel, and therefore you're allowed to use a small one. The answer is Gemara. The Chazid Havidayikve. He saw clearly that it was crushed up, very very small. So it's got to be they did it in the big one. But Dilma may ask, maybe they did it from the day before and didn't do anything now. No, the Chazid Havikalif Tzera. He saw that he could see the way that it looked. Rashi says it's Sar Mariso Hayakalif V'Lavan. It was white, and there was a streak going on over there, and they could tell from the way that it looked that it was something they dealt with right then. Vibaisema, another answer is maybe we can say that they did it in a small one. Therefore, it should be okay. In Shani Beimar Shmuel, Dika Pritzusa Da'avde, because of the Avadim, can't trust him. The bunch of Pritzim, and therefore, maybe they're doing something which is not okay, and that's why he wouldn't go out and eat from it. As we know, one of the malachas and Shabbos comes out all the time. It's malacha borer. You're not allowed to go and separate certain things. Now, there are three criteria which would make it okay to do, and that's known as biyad, miyad, and ochel mitoch psolas. You have to do it with your hand and not with a kli. Miyad's got to be done for immediate purposes, and ochel mitoch psolas, you got to take away the ochel, what you want to eat, from that which you do not want to eat. That's talking about on Shabbos. And on Yontif, that we're going to see certain criteria that may change a little bit. How bar kidneys be Yontif? Someone goes in and wants to take out kidneys on Yontif. In other words, you have these kidneys over there, you have beans, and it's mixed up with some other chrefta mask over there. What do you do? Beshami omim, bar of ochel, v'ochel. Borer ochel, meaning take out the ochel, v'ochel, and eat it. Take that which you want to eat, and then you go ahead and you eat it. They say, borer kedarko, you could just do it karagil, regular. What's the normal way of being borer? That means if you have a full plate of food and there's a little bit of rocks or who knows what in there that you don't want, so you just take out the ones that you don't want and get rid of them and eat the rest of it. You could do it on your lap. You could do it with these two different types of kalim, which aren't too intense kalim. One of them is just like a big plate. The other one is a funnel. About lobatav, lobanap, lobakvar, but you can't use these type of sifters and sieves, which are intense kalim, which is going to be a bit of a problem. Rabbi Gamliel comes in, he says, af mediach v'shola. You could even mediach, which means to spritz it off, you let it rinse it, v'shola, and then take it off. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly that means. Rashi spells that a little bit now. He says, mediach means with water, b'mayim, v'shola, mefarshe Gemara, shola psolas v'shitzaf l'mala. Then you go and you skim off the stuff that comes in, floats up to the top. Okay, so the stuff that comes at the top, then you go and you skim it off. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Abram Gamliel, Bamed from Amurim. What are we talking about? Kisha ochel meruba al hapsoles. When you say that you take off, your borek darko, that you take out the things that you don't want and you get rid of it, that's talking about when the ochel, when there's more food, edible stuff, than there is in the stuff that's not edible. Av hapsoles meruba ochel, there's more non-edible than edible. Divrei kol notel is ochel meniach hapsoles. Everybody agrees that you take the food, the eating point, that which you eat, and you leave the stuff that's left over there. Says the Gemara, hapsoles meruba ochel, mi ikaman deshari? If there's more psolus than ochel, then this entire thing becomes like a spritz thing of iser. I says, I feel a taltalo, it becomes muksa. V'ha betilele, mi'uta legabi ruba, becomes bato, the mi'ut and the rov. Have like kule psolus, v'lo chazi, you're not allowed to touch it all together. So how could you say that that's the case? It's Gemara, lo tzricha, no, what we mean is, the nafish betircha, v'zuter b'shi'ura. We're talking about a case where it's more food than there is non-food, but it's going to end up being more of a tircha to take out the non-food than it is just to eat the food itself. Therefore, you go ahead and you take out the food itself and you don't remove the non-food stuff. We see that in Yontif, it's a tircha discussion. As opposed to Shabbos, then Shabbos, it's biyad miyad, och mitoch sol, something to talk about. Yontif, we try to do the least amount of tircha. Next case, we said the Mishnah was Rabbi Gamliel Omer Af Midiach V'Shola. You let it go and rinse it off and skim off the top. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Lazar Ritzadeh. Kach Haya Minhagen Shal Beis Rabbi Gamliel. This was the minhag of Rabbi Gamliel's house. Shal Haya Mivi and Li Malei Adashim. They would bring a bucket that was full of Adashim, these beans, lentils, and then Mitzifin Alav Mayim. They would go and pour water all over it. And what happened was that the lentils would go up to the top, and the other stuff would fall down to the bottom. Vinimsa ocha lamata, or the opposite, sorry, ocha lamata, psolos lamala. The food would fall to the bottom, the psolos would come up to the top, and that was what they would do, and then it would easily to take off the chreft. V'atanya evchai, we learned in the braisa, just the opposite, that when they would fill it up, the food would go to the top, and the psolos would go to the bottom. Lokasha, haba afra, ha begile. What are we talking about when the braisa says the stuff would fall to the bottom? I'm talking about afra, it's afra, if it's dirt. Dirt would go and fall to the bottom, and the food would stay on the top. But when it was saying they would go to the top and the bottom, that was talking about when you're dealing with straw. The straw would go to the top, and the food would then go to the bottom. Let's talk about presents. Bishami Omer Ein Meshalchem Yom Tov, you're not allowed to send a gift. Rashi says Doron Isla Reyeu on Shabbos Elamanos, except for prepared stuff right now. Rashi says Davar Amuchan Veino Asui La Nicho L'Machar, something that says ready right now, not to be left for tomorrow, like pieces of meat or that are cut up and ready to be given to guests, and so too similarly things like fish. Pieces of fish, that's what you're allowed to go in to do. Beisela Momer Beisela says Meshalchem Behema Chayev Of Bein Chayin Bein Shchutin. You could send over all these type of animals, whether they're alive or they're shechted. Mishalchin, yenos, shmanim, slosos, ukidnius. You're allowed to send over wine and oil, and solas is flour that was ground really fine flour, ukidnius, and beans, avalo tvua, but you're not allowed to send over tvua. Rashi says, she'en ru'uyayom, it's not ru'uy right now. She'en tochen be yom tov, you don't do tochen there on yom tov. She'elo litchon me'atron, you should have done it yesterday, avalo tafik taima, and it wouldn't have lost its taste. Rabbi Shimon Mati b'tevua. Rabbi Shimon says you're not even allowed to send tevua. Why? Rashi says because shami yavash l'mikader. Maybe you're gonna cook them in the keder right now. V'yichta shem machtash is katana, and then you're gonna grind it up in a small one, which is something which is okay to do. Tani Rabbi Chiyo zok the gemara. Tani Rabbi Chiyo uvad shelo yasenu b'shura. Beis Hillel said that you're allowed to send all these type of things that aren't even cut up and ready in manot chamot, ready to go. Sure, as long as you don't do it in a line, says Rashi. Lo yishlach ador and idea nashim harbe daaf shem milsa, because it makes a lot of noise. Vinim ke molichin limkor b'shuk. It looks like you're going to sell something in the shuk if you have a whole line of people that are going along to go and bring something. Tana ain shor pchusa mishlosha b'nei adam. And what does it mean when we talk about when we bring a whole bunch of people over there? Ain shu. Shura is not less than three people. Boy, Rabbi Asher, comes along and he frags the following question. He says, "Tulasa guy, let's say you have three people, utulasa mine, but each one has a different type of gift that they're going and they're sending. Maya, what's going to be done in such a case? Sakta Gemara, teku." Last little piece for today, Rabbi Shimon Matir B'Tavua. He says you're allowed to go and send Tavua grain. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Shimon Matir B'Tavua. He says you're allowed to go and send grain. Why? Because again, you can go and you can cook it and then chop it up into something very small. Kigon, chitin lasos mem ludios. Like if you want to send chitin to make ludios, Rashi says, Michael chitin is a type of food which is made out of chitin. Saorim, Litain lifnei behemto. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to also have something, let's say, like barley, because you can put it in front of the animals. And adashim lasas memrisisin, in order to go and make a type of food that's made out of adashim. Therefore, since these things are able to be done right then, right at that moment, then you're allowed to go and you're allowed to do that. Okay, my friends, you're allowed to send those gifts. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.